This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chantel, what are some of the key findings of this year's Ethical Fashion Report?
The biggest finding we've probably seen this year in the report is that we've seen really considerable progress in the fashion industry. You know, we're seeing a lot of businesses really investing in their ethical practices and in improving their sustainability. But at the same time, there's still a really big gap between the things that businesses are doing and actual outcomes for garment workers. So Businesses have things like a code of conduct, or they've put in place a really good monitoring scheme.
Yes.
But we're not seeing them making progress in areas like living wages or worker unions, which we know have a much bigger impact on improving worker conditions. So that's where we really need to start bridging that gap. We assess companies based on as much information as we can glean from them, both through their publicly available information and through engaging with them directly.
Chantel, it's such a massive job that Baptist World Aid does every year to get this report out to help us understand how we can make ethical choices about what we buy. My mind boggles at how you guys can assess all of these companies all over the world. But I know for you personally, this report made an impact on you even before you were working at Baptist World Aid.
I studied things like international development at university, so I learned quite early on that the fashion industry has a really high rate of, you know, labor rights abuses and human rights issues and unsustainable practices. But I didn't really know what I could do about it. So, you know, when I was a poor student, I just tried to kind of buy less clothing, or sometimes I'd do a bit of a Google, but overall, I felt pretty hopeless. So I had a lot of good intention to buy better, but no real positive action coming out of that. And I often felt very guilty because I didn't know how to contribute to solving this problem. And I think that's something that a lot of Aussies can probably relate to.
Myself included, Chantel, myself included.
But then in about 2017, I think it was, I came across the Ethical Fashion Guide. And all of a sudden it was like, oh my gosh, this is really clear. It's telling me kind of what brands are doing really well, which ones aren't doing so well. And I felt like I had just a little bit of power to buy a little bit more ethically and sustainably. And that was so exciting for me. At the time, I started really simple. You know, I didn't have a big budget for clothing, so I couldn't just buy A-grade brands or start buying really expensive, you know, ultra sustainable $300 t-shirts. But I tried to, you know, just kind of do what I could every day. And so I think I tried to not buy below a B or a C grade where I could. And I looked into maybe buying secondhand, which always intimidated me. And just that kind of act of having garment workers and sustainability in my head as I was doing that shopping, that really changed my perspective, and it became easier to buy less because, I mean, first of all, there were so many shops that I didn't want to go into anymore. But when I did buy something, I'd also be really proud because I knew that it was ethically produced, or that it was made from sustainable fibers, or that I'd thrifted it. And that was a real kind of turning point for me, because instead of, you know, bragging about a bargain, I'd be saying, oh, well, guess what? This is what this brand does. And that's really amazing because the fashion industry has all these issues and I can do something good about it, and so can you. So it became a real conversation starter.
For loads of people, when we're trying to make choices about things, we want to do the right thing, but we can often feel overwhelmed by all the choices that we could possibly make. Like, where do we start? What do you recommend to us from the Ethical Fashion Report? If we take a look at it, what are some first steps we can take to make better choices?
The grades that companies receive go from A to F, and those grades are developed based on a survey. Now, that survey has 46 questions. They sit under 18 different ethical and sustainable indicators. Those sit under 5 umbrella themes of ethical sourcing. So I think that kind of tells you just how overwhelming this issue is. There are so many facets to it, and it's so complex. And so I think what every individual consumer really needs to do is come to terms with the fact that we can only do so much in our everyday lives. You know, every individual buys clothes, but we all have different things that we need to think about when we buy clothes. We have a price range. We don't know what we'll be wearing them for. Our body type might change. And we need to consider if more ethical stores are even accessible to us, you know, depending on where we live. And all of that takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of time that not everyone has. So I think what everyone needs to do is really be willing to be an imperfect ethical consumer and just do what you can today. So whether that's thrifting something or borrowing something instead of buying it, whether that's trying to buy from high-graded brands, whether that's trying to cut out certain like less sustainable materials, all of those things will do something really good. And I think at the same time, we need to recognize that, you know, as individuals, we're not in those supply chains.
Yes.
It's the big clothing businesses. Mm. They're the ones that have the power to really change conditions for garment workers and improve conditions in clothing supply chains. So the best thing that we can do is tell our brands, both with our voices and with our wallets, I want you to do better. This is something that matters to me. I care where my clothing was made and who it was made by and the conditions that they worked in.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.